right? Not really. This tip has a lot more to do with what we are not doing rather than what we are doing. Good time management requires that we get what we have to get done, but more importantly, what we want to get done. This requires balancing our lives in all of life's vital areas: health, family, financial, intellectual, social, professional, and spiritual. If you are out of balance on one, it is going to adversely impact on the other areas of our life. This is where we organize and prioritize. Prioritize. I start most days with a to-do list. I am the first to admit that I am not very organized when left to my own devices. If I don't have a set plan for the day, I will get sidetracked and I end up doing everything else except what I really needed to get done in the first place. Categorizing my tasks by priorities eliminates a lot of wasted time. If you always start with the number one priority on the list and work your way down to the least, you'll be accomplishing the most important task for yourself and your business. That list should include what we are not doing. An example, exercising, spending time with loved ones. Those who know me best can testify that in times past I was the typical workaholic. It was nothing for me to work 16 or 18 hours a day, sleep for a few hours, then do the same thing all over again the next day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I continued that same routine for several years. I worked through the weekends, public holidays, and annual holidays. I thought that I could make the most of the time I had to accomplish everything that needed, or so I thought needed, to be done, whether it was developing new scripts, database management, new prospects list for the coming year, analyzing the past year productivity growth, further training and development coaching, or whatever else I thought about back in those days that was strictly business related. My mindset was to meet all the priorities in that day, then start the same routine the next day. In turn, my diet suffered as I lived on vast quantities of coffee and I ate whenever it suited, usually once a day or sometimes once every other day. I admit, eating and recreation was not considered a priority to me in those days, and I never took a vacation. Truth be told, I can remember that I worked so much that I took a 2-day vacation once in 4 years. And because I was so sold out to what I was doing, mainly freelance at that stage, my mind was primarily still on work, although I was meant to be taking time off. Needless to say, although I found that I had maximized the most of my time in working